The Cocktail Corner. Tis time. Tis time for Cocktail Corner. We are joined by Victor and Sam all the way from Legitties. I say all the way, but it's not far. Just St. Kevin's Arcade. Oh, yes, mind. You've dismantled the microphone.
Oh, I fixed it. Hello.
Welcome, chaps.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
How's the Legitties spot going?
Awesome.
Right, yeah, on.
Real good.
Firstly, where exactly is it?
It's in St. Kevin's, just next to Jamaisie's. So you got to go past Whammy. Don't go in there. It sucks. All the bands are lame.
I cannot concur.
The best bar in Auckland.
Have you guys got all the sweet bands playing at Legitties? Or what's the angle there?
We got Samurai Apocalypse on Friday.
That sounds full on.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
It's going to be intense.
Yeah, man. That's going to be ridiculous.
All right.
Yeah. We got Samurai making some cocktails for us today too.
Oh, cool.
Hello.
Is it a one-man scenario, this Samurai person?
Samurai Apocalypse is me, and I
make
a Spotify playlist and plug my phone in and stand behind the decks and pretend to DJ.
Right on. I like it. That's a good angle.
Yeah, the mix will be real good though.
Everybody's allowed to do that, by the way. Everybody out there, go ahead and have
Yeah, as far as I can tell, that's what most DJs actually do.
Admitted that's what you do already.
To be fair, we're listening to vinyl right now.
So, do you guys do food and drinks at Legitties?
We have to do food law.
So what is your law food like? Just like you have to like peanuts and some Ripples, kind of like the league
club. We have to have substantial food, but we do like a beer and a sandwich for $10.
Oh,
it's like from
winning.
Archos.
Winning.
It's like a collaboration with Archos just across the arcade there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, nice. Keep it in the fam. Oh, so if somebody orders some food, they just whip up a little something and
run it over to you.
That's rad.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome. I love it.
And you can come into Legitties and get, what can you get? Beer and Archos for $10.
Yeah, beer and sandwich, $10.
I'm liking
that's the best happy hour.
I'm liking these round numbers. You know, it just helps with the math.
Yeah, man.
You show up somewhere with $100, I can have 10 of these or whatever. You know,
it's so much easier to give change too. Yeah. Like, I can't do maths.
The brain decays as the evening progresses. Hey, what have you guys brought along? You brought a chili bin. I immediately thought about the cricket, but we're making cocktails, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to do like a house favorite. Everyone just keeps requesting it again and again because it's Colin's favorite cocktail. It's called a Japanese slipper.
Mm. Sounds elegant already.
Yeah, it's got Cointreau, Midori, and lime, 30-30-30, like equal parts.
Easy peas.
And it looks good and it's delicious.
Sweet.
Jump in, talk us through it, make it for us.
Let's make some cocktails. Right. Oh, so the bright orange one, that's Midori, right, from memory? And is that Midori?
That's Midori.
Yeah.
The green one.
One half of a quick beep.
If you just slam it up.
Nice.
Are we going for a free pour type situation here?
Bish bosh bash.
We might have to because we forgot the measurer.
Are those limes?
Yeah.
They're nice. They're nice, healthy limes. They've got a lot of flesh in them.
Pretty hard to come by these things.
I always think about that Mitch gag when I think about limes.
Juicing the lime.
Oh fuck! Oh wow! What is this juicer? It's fandangled. Did you stay up late one night and then TV told you to buy that?
Yeah, it's like one of those inventions. They're like $80, man.
But let's see I want to see the lime post the squeeze because it's probably mangled.
It's actually kind of cool the way it comes out. It's like a big.
Oh shit! It kind of turns it into like a disc.
Right. So you got a juice of half a lime in there. And then, so you want a 30 of Midori?
Yeah, so that's a double.
This is a double.
John's getting the mic on.
Oh yeah, 30ml Midori going on.
Oh yeah, that's a good sound.
I love
Midori. Is that a natural color, do you think? What is that color, eh?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's it looks kind of toxic, hulkish.
I tell you what, it's popular.
I've seen a melon that color before.
It's a natural Midori essence.
And then
actually, it only grows in the Midori plant.
Ode to Midori.
Okay, and then the next thing we got going on is 30 of Cointreau, 30 mil Cointreau.
I'm familiar with this. This is a classic bottle you'll see in all the oldies liquor cabinets.
Ooh.
That's a great free pour.
I hope you guys can hear that.
That's Cointreau falling from a height, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually clear. Is it clear, Cointreau? It's orange flavoured, eh?
Yeah, it looks clear. It's coming out clear.
Yeah, it's weird.
Alright, so ice goes in, eh?
Yep.
I've been a bartender since about this time yesterday, so.
Yeah, well, sweet.
This is new for me. Cool, yeah, so ice in your shaker.
Gonna
bomb.
Oh, I'm worried.
That's the coup de grace.
Can I just make a short suggestion? No. When we go to shake it, let's shake it in a direction that doesn't face the desk, just in case. Okay, no reason. That. No reason.
Don't mean shake
it. Okay. There you
go. All right.
Actually, sweet. Pretty good technique for someone who's just taken up bartending.
Thank you very much. You obviously watched that movie with old Tom Cruise cruising around.
Before. Oh, yeah, Cuisine.
Ooh, gnarly color.
Gnarly color, eh?
Yo.
It's like that stuff that Homer.
So, if the Toxic Avenger was ever to go highbrow, this is what he would sip on.
Yeah. So, that's us straining our 50-50 Contra and Midori. Into a martini glass,
and it's kind of it's coming to like a cloudy scenario, eh?
Yeah. So like the ice and the lines
muddles it down.
Yeah, when they when
something
they
red's going in.
Sort of. We got strawberry liqueur, so this is like the finishing touch.
John, that's flint. That's and quite fancy.
What you want to do with it is pour it with your pourer facing toward the on the inside of the glass toward the rim.
Oh,
so the
like
objective is to get it to slide down to the bottom.
I get you.
We're
not going to say whether or not this works or not.
Yeah, we'll see.
But we definitely understand the gist. I feel like I need to hold the bottom of the thing for you.
Oh, right. Yeah, like a traffic light kind of thing.
Yeah, that might have been a little bit more than I should have put in, but that's pretty much what you want.
Is there any way to get an orange to sit in between there and just have a run at Cobb & Co. kind of thing? Yeah. It looks good.
It's looking good. And then, you garnish with a wheel of lime.
Which I'm failing at.
Oh, that's pretty wheel of lime right there.
Good colours. Really nice colours in this drink.
Jamming on the top. Rotate the glass.
John Boy's been hands on hips for a while. Oh, so now you're kind of rimming the glass with a little bit of lime there just to
rimming
so
the
everybody
shit out
gets
of it.
A taste.
And that is your finished product right there. Oh, Japanese slipper, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh.
You guys wanna try?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally John is first.
That's how it should look.
To try the cocktail.
Mm. So that's Victor style. Cullen does it in a rocks glass with ice. Like he just dumps the whole thing.
Right.
So it doesn't strain the ice, so it's sort of a bit more.
So is he doing it in a tumbler or like a
like a rocks glass.
That's more of a gumboot, right? Not a slipper.
Exactly, that's what I think. Jandal, perhaps.
Oh, that's nothing but spirit pretty much, isn't it?
Should I?
Yeah, it's only liqueur? Spirit.
Should you mix this drink or just let it do its own thing, like wait for the red to come to you kind of thing?
Yeah, it's sort of like as you get to the end just to sort of remind you that you've run out of stuff so you need to get
it's
another
nice.
One.
It's good. It's winning. It's really nice. Yeah, I forgot you, Midori, you little cheeky bloody bugger. Hey, Midori.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What a classic.
So like you sort of almost don't notice the flavour of the alcohol because the flavours are so good, you know?
My youth. I'm drinking a little bit of my youth here. It's starting to get into the red though. Do you want to try it going into the red, John, and see what happens? Just so everyone knows, the drink is layered green, which is mostly the Midori scenario, and then into the red, which was the strawberry liqueur.
It's really, really, really easy to drink.
Three reallys.
Considering.
And it'd probably get you pretty shit-faced, yeah.
Responsibly.
Drink responsibly,
yeah,
of course.
Responsibly, toasted. Or steamed, as John likes to say.
Steamed is a diplomatic way of saying it. I like that word.
Sounds clean.
Yeah. Oh, the strawberry. Oh, man, this is going down a little bit easy, isn't it?
So was that mojito time?
That's great.
Yeah, let's do it your way.
Should we?
Bridge wave goodbye. Bye, Bridge.
Bye.
Goodbye to your bridges, when you cross them.
I reckon what we do is just run us through where you guys are again once more.
Not like right now.
Legitties?
Yeah, Legitties in St. Kevin's Arcade.
Okay.
Right next to Jamesy's, just up by Whammy.
Don't go down the stairs. Stay
slower,
up top there.
Do a great cocktail. Should we play a song and then maybe come back with another drink?
You want to go round two? Yeah. Sounds good to me. Here's Jitwam. We'll be back.
Don't have to choose.
Wham, right there. Let us drift back into round two of Cocktail Corner with the lads from Legitties. Oh yeah, bottles are being opened.
I think they won the competition for the most bottles of spirits ever brought up to Cocktail Corner in our time at BFM.
When you have a chili bin, you roll in with a chili bin that requires two lads to carry, you know it's serious bizzer. Alright, so what's splashing right now? It looks like vodka.
Yeah, it's a New Zealand vodka called Diamond Vodka. I've never heard of it before, but it like won an award at the San Francisco vodka competitions.
Smells like vodka to me.
It looks real no frills.
It's actually delicious, eh? It's just got a crappy bottle. I don't know why they do that, but man, it's good. Maybe they do it on purpose, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be like a little slippery maneuver.
Can I smell it?
Yeah. Thanks.
Just to remind you. Yep, that's vodka. Yeah. Vodka is a grunty beast, isn't it?
So what are you making? You're making a shot, but what's the name?
It's called an Absolute Victor. It's just a bit of me. It's got five different spirits in it and some lime. So it's vodka, right now it's Cointreau.
It's got five, what? Oh,
Long Island iced tea of shots.
Yeah, that's why. That was exactly where my head was going.
I'm just guessing these shots. These shot glasses.
So vodka, Cointreau.
John's doing the math in his head.
Yeah, vodka, Cointreau.
Sours.
Sours or a sour liqueur.
Oh, that's an odd little bottle as well.
What is it? What is it? Talk us through what's in your hand.
Yeah, it's green.
Oh,
it's
apple sours. It's actually so it's like Granny Smith flavor.
Ooh.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just winging the levels?
Yeah. Bish, bosh, bash.
Professionally bartending.
Is this the sort of thing that is available to the public up at Legitties in St. Kevin's Arcade?
It surely is. Cool. For $39.95.
Whoa, really?
No, I'm just kidding. They're like $10.
Ah, sick. Everything's $10 at that place. Like, I'm starting to really like Legitties.
So what else do you need for this shot? Strawberry liqueur?
Strawberry.
Oh, it's starting to get some colour now when the strawberry goes in. Ah, you know, this is the type of little shot that needs maybe a little umbrella or something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. It's starting to look like rosé. It's once you put that stuff in, the strawberry liqueur.
Yeah, it does. I think it needs slightly more vodka, but I'll do that in a second.
Oh, cranberry. Is that cranberry juice?
It is. Just a touch.
Mint. Big fan of cranberry juice. Pomegranates. A little bit weirder, but like if you get a sweet one, it's nice. Cranberry juice is good though.
Cranny all the way.
Nothing like a good cranny. And then lime.
So it's getting a squeeze of lime now?
Yeah, each one gets its own.
Its
lime.
Own special little squeeze.
Its own wedge.
I'm getting the feeling that you're sort of having to carry a lot of ingredients for those people listening at home. So you're probably better off actually going to Legitties who've got it all on the shelf.
Just so you know, when John's talking, he's about 2 centimeters away from my face. And it's pretty intense. It's intense. I'll say that much.
It's beautiful.
You probably don't go shopping.
I tell you what, these drinks are going to get me primed for Acid Mother's Temple if I decide to go to that tonight.
Ah, Acid Mother's Temple tonight.
It's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful. All right. This is it. I feel like we need to toast. Toast Legitties, actually.
We were supposed to be done like a shot.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah. All right, so don't sit.
Power it back.
Yeah, no sitting.
Oh, they all made friends in the glass, didn't they?
Yeah.
It works.
That sounds surprisingly easy.
When the things go in, the fear sets in. And then when, the fear's gone now, I can't remember what I was talking about.
It was quite for those people listening out in Radio Land, that was quite a large shot. It's probably the largest shot I've ever done.
There's one left. Does anyone want to do that?
Anybody out there want to do a shot responsibly? No, I just did the shout out into the newsroom. Hopefully we get whoever wants to read the news at 6 o'clock doing a shot. It'd be quite interesting, wouldn't it? Hey, thanks, Legitties. Fantastic. What's going on? Anything going on at the bar we need to talk about?
Samurai Apocalypse and then Squishies on Saturday. It's some bands, I think. Should be
sweet.
Rock and roll. It's like the room, the bar's not big, much bigger than this, but we got like a stage, like a mezzanine stage.
Cool.
So it's pretty.
And let's reiterate where unexpected. It is when you walk. If you're walking into St. Kevin's Arcade,
It'll be on your on your left, like right next door to Jamaisie's, towards the back.
Oh, nice.
Stay left, dodge the stairs.
I think
keep
that's
going.
I think that might actually be where BFM did the broadcast of the Bombathon from. Maybe last year, year before. Awesome.
I think we were next after you guys.
Thank you, Victor and Sam. We'll see you around the traps, no doubt.
Thanks for having us.
Right on.